In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of all saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So we're going to do something a little different, like we just said. It's going to be 2 days. The great thing about this is it's a glorious time. Jesus says to Louisa, Louisa always wanted to go to heaven. She says, Jesus, take me to heaven. And Jesus says, when everything is completed, I'll take you to heaven. He says, when everything is ready, I'll take you to heaven. And that was 75 years ago. And the interesting thing is that he says, now everything's completed. Everything's done. Now it needs to be known. So what does this mean? It needs to be known. Well, we're going to get a little hint today of what Jesus is saying. So he says in volume 12, 125, 1919, I, God, dwell in you, Louisa, as within my humanity. And just as I enclose the entire world in my humanity, so do I, God, enclose in you, Louisa. So here he's saying, I'm enclosing within a human born of original sin, the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary. It is from within you, Louisa, that I allot the destiny of the world. And that's where we want to begin today. It's the destiny of the world is found because of Louisa. What's coming upon the world is a new beginning. And so he says this, it is your humanity that shelters me, just as mine did for my divinity. Think about that. Your humanity shelters me just as my humanity sheltered my divinity. Now, this is what the priest says every day at Holy Mass by putting the drop of water into the chalice. May we share in the divinity of Christ as Christ humbled himself to share in our humanity. This is supposed to turn off. Okay. So this is what Jesus is saying. The priest puts the drop of water into the chalice. May we share in the divinity of Christ as Christ humbled himself to share in my humanity. So this is what's coming. It's really a new beginning that's happening. Our God wants us to begin to live this abundant life. And we're finding it in this newborn, Louisa Picaretta. We're finding this abundant life. So Jesus says this, now my holy humanity is glorious and all humanity may grieve, suffer, and share in the pains with me, love of souls together with me, and lay down its life in order to save them. It is necessary for me that I have chosen you, Louisa. So Jesus is saying, basically, where do I find a new Adam born of original sin that I can breathe this life of the new Adam and the new Eve. He wants to breathe this life into a human. And so what we've had for the last 2,000 years is the saints teaching us how to do the will of God. We have been redeemed by our Lord, our Savior, our Master, our King. He shed every drop of his blood for our redemption. And now Jesus says, after 2,000 years, now I want to bring sanctification to the world. So I have to find a soul that I can do this. And this is what he says. I have chosen you, Louisa. Aren't you happy? And what is he? He's basically saying to us, aren't we happy that finally, there is a soul on earth who possesses the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary. Now, the saints had, they followed the true life of Jesus and Mary, but through virtues. And it was to a greater or lesser degree, depending on the docility of the soul. When we look at St. Maximilian Kolbe, God basically gave to him what Our Lady showed him, this crown of martyrdom and the crown of purity. It's not the totality of it, but it's a share in this virtue. Jesus now wants to bring something great. So he says this, volume 12, 5, 4, 19, 19, my daughter, from within your heart, Louisa, I am allotting the destiny of the world. Your heart is the center of my throne upon earth. And from my center, I look at the world, the madness of the creatures, the precipice that they are preparing. From within your heart, I look at mankind and I cry and I pray for the ungrateful humanity. And do you know why I have chosen you, Louisa, as the central place? Because I have chosen you, Louisa, to live life in my divine will. So she's the firstborn, the newborn, who's living this true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary, the new Adam and the new Eve. The one who lives in my divine will is capable of containing me completely as my central point, because Louisa lives in the center of my being and I, God, live in the center of hers. Now, Louisa never wanted to write anything about herself. As a matter of fact, she would complain to Jesus and say, "This is just between you and me. I don't want anybody to know about this." And Jesus says, "Obey your confessor." He says he wants this. And the confessor said to her, "Write everything down." And she says, "I can't," because it's too intimate. And her confessor says, "If you don't, then you're going to hell." And she says, "Okay, I'll write everything." And this was her sorrow. She had to put everything down on paper. He said, that's what Jesus says. "Louisa, you're the one who lives in my divine will, and you're capable of containing me completely as my center point, because you, Louisa, live in the center of my being, and I, God, live in the center of yours. But while I live in the Louisa center, I live as if I were in my own center." So you see this oneness that God wants with humanity. So through holy baptism, we are in God's image. And we learn through the teachings of the church, our dogma and doctrine, how to begin to live in the image of God. And now with the book of heaven, Jesus is showing us how to live in the likeness of God. And this is what he says. This is what he wants to do with us. He wants to live in our center, to live as if I were in my own center, one with God, fused with God. Volume 12, 524, 1919. "Daughter of my love, do you not want to persuade yourself that I look at the world through you? And since I dwell in you, Louisa, you are forced to feel what the world sends me, the hardness, the darkness, the sins, the fury of my justice, etc. So instead of thinking of my privation, you must think of defending me from the evils that creatures send me, and of breaking the fury of my divine justice." So here, this is Louisa's life. In this, Jesus, she says, "In this way, I shall remain sheltered within you, Louisa, and the creatures shall be less struck." So there is this chastisement that we're going to go through. This thing is going to happen. But what God is asking of us is that we begin to live one with him. What does that mean? It says, when he sheltered within us, as he sheltered in with Louisa, the humanity will be less struck because of their obstinacy. Volume 12, 117, 1921. "Now I want to tell you why I ask for your fiat, your yes in my holy divine will. I, God, want the prayer that I taught, the fiat voluntas tua in secret in cielo in terra, this prayer of so many centuries and generations, to have its completion and fulfillment." So with Louisa, this, when you listen to the Dawn of a Mystery, when you listen to Archbishop Piccieri, what does he say? He says, the only one who, there's no one in the history of the church that shows how the Our Father is going to be fulfilled. He says, this is Louisa's job. So this is what he says. He says, "I want the completion. I want the fulfillment of the fiat voluntas tua sicut in cielo et in terra. This is why I want another yes in my volition, another fiat containing the creative power. I, God, want the fiat that rises at every instant." Okay, when God said, "Fiat lux, let there be light," the universe began. And the universe is still expanding. Okay, he says, "I want the fiat with this creative power rising at every instant, multiplying in everyone and everything. I want in a soul my own fiat that ascends to my throne and by its creative power brings upon earth the life of the fiat on earth exactly the way it's in heaven. So Jesus says, finally, I have a soul who lives this life. The saints were taught how to do the will of God, but Jesus is now saying, I want you to begin to live in this great gift of the divine will. So he says in volume 12, 124, 1921, my daughter, the first fiat was pronounced in creation, the fiat lux, without the intervention of any human. The second fiat was pronounced in redemption, the fiat mihi of the Blessed Mother. And I wanted the intervention of a soul, and I chose my mother as fulfillment of the second fiat. Now, in fulfillment, this is really important. I want to pronounce the third fiat. And I, God, want to pronounce it through you, Louisa, a human born of original sin. I have chosen you, Louisa, for the fulfillment of the third fiat. So we're entering into this new era. Some people call it the fifth dimension. They don't understand that the kingdom of God is coming on earth as it is in heaven. And God is getting everybody ready. We think that everything's falling apart in the church and the world. It's not. God is getting everything in order. He is the Lord. He is our God. He is our Savior, our King. And the final devotion that he gave to the church, to St. Faustina, he says, the final devotion I give to my church is, Jesus, I trust in you. Why? Because what's coming? And God has to give to everybody what they want. This third fiat shall bring to completion the glory and the honor of the fiat of creation, and there shall be the confirmation and development of the fruits of the fiat of redemption. So we're going to see something that we've never seen before. These three fiats shall veil the most holy Trinity on earth, and I, God, shall have the fiat voluntas tua on earth as it is in heaven. These three fiats shall be inseparable. One shall be the life of the other, and they shall be one and triune, but distinct among themselves. Okay, so Jesus is showing us that what he is now bringing to the earth is something that is a reflection of the Trinity. Okay, so he says this. My divine love wants it. My divine glory demands it. Having unleashed the first two fiats from the womb of my creative power, it wants to unleash the third fiat, for my love can no longer contain it. And this, in order to complete the work that came out of me, so creation and redemption, he wants to complete this. Otherwise, the work of creation and redemption would be incomplete. I choose whomever I please. However, know that I always begin all of my works with myself and one creature, like the Franciscans, Francis, the Dominicans, Dominic, the Benedictines, Benedict, okay? I choose whoever I please, and you have to know that I always begin all of my works within myself and one creature, and afterwards they are spread. So shall the third fiat be. It shall germinate within you, Louisa. The ear of the grain shall be formed. Only the priest shall have knowledge of it. See, God is going to use the priesthood in a way that's going to astonish the world. We haven't seen anything yet. The miracles that are going to come because of what God is going to do is going to, everyone will become Catholic. Everybody will say, how do I live this life? This life of sharing in divinity, which the priest says every day at Holy Mass. How do we begin to live this life? And it will be very clear. You must be baptized. That's to begin in God's image. And then from that, we're going to learn how to enter into the likeness of God. He said, only the priest shall have knowledge of it, and then a few souls, and then it shall spread, and it shall spread, and shall follow the same path as creation and redemption. And then he says to Louisa, Louisa, the more crushed you feel, the more you basically the surrender to God so that God can have his way. And that goes against what we want. The human will is miserable. And the divine will is the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary. And he says, the more that you're crushed, that you feel, the more the ear of the third fiat grows and is fecundicated within you, Louisa Picaretta. Volume 12, 4:23-21. You occupy yourself with nothing else but my holy divine will. And that's what he says to us as well. He says, do you want to learn how to do this? Focus on this. As a matter of fact, that's what Padre Pio said. Padre Pio said, the world and the church is going to focus on Luisa Picaretta and the third, Luisa and the divine will in the third millennium. That's what Padre Pio said. So if you're focusing on something, if you're hunting and you got a scope, everything's around you, 360 degrees around, but you're focused on one thing only. This is what Jesus says is going to happen to the world and the church. We're going to enter into this true life of Jesus, this true life of Mary that's now given to humanity. You occupy yourself with nothing else but my divine will. Let us leave the earth aside. And again, a lot of people are panicking today. What does Jesus say? Let them do what they want. I have to give them what they want. What do you want? Jesus says to Luisa. She says, I want the kingdom. Because you want the kingdom. God goes, good. Let's get this thing going. Great things are coming. Extend your human will within mind, and with all your acts, you shall come to extend it like a second heaven over the heads of all of humanity. You see what's coming? And I shall look at the acts of the creatures through your acts, Luisa, divine, because they all start from my divine will. And you, Luisa, shall be the force of my eternal will to descend below the spheres, to triumph over the evil of the human will. Everything's going to change. When the kingdom of God comes on earth as it is in heaven, when this happens, the evil one who has been banished from heaven will be banished from earth. Do you know what that means? Woo, great things are coming. And he says this, God shall look at all the acts of humanity through your acts, Luisa, and therefore they will become divine. Okay, that's what the priest says every day of Holy Mass, putting the drop of water in the chalice. May we share in the divinity of Christ. Read the epistle of Saint Peter. What does he say? We are called to be divinized. Not to be gods, but to share in divinity. This is what's happening. This indeed is a glorious time. Our Lord is so in love with us. Listen to what he says. He says, therefore, if you want my divine will to descend, we do too. We want the kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven. For my love to triumph, you, Luisa, must ascend beyond the spheres. Dwell up there. Okay, so what Jesus is saying to Luisa is you have to begin to live heaven now on earth. And as you begin to live heaven on earth, he says to Luisa, you begin to live my resurrected life. Extend your acts in my divine will. And then we shall descend together and we shall assail the creatures with my divine will, with my divine love, and we shall confound them in such a way that they shall not be able to resist us. Humanity is going to be overpowered by the love of God. That's what's coming. That's what's happening right now. Little by little, as you read the book of heaven, little by little, every day you sit down and you're reading. I like the calendar because the calendar, you can read all 36 volumes in 1 year if you read the calendar. It's everything that Jesus said to Luisa on those days. But a great thing is coming. A magnificent thing is coming. The kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven. So what does God have to do? He has to say to everyone in the church and outside of the church, in the world, what do you want? What do you want? I have to give this to you. Our Lady said to Bruno in 1947, 40 days after Luisa died, again, count 40 days from today, basically. That's when Our Lady descended to earth to visit Bruno. And this is Our Lady of Revelation. What happened then? She says, time has now come to an end. It's not the end of the world. It's the end of the era of the evil one. That's why everything is happening. That's why there's such confusion. That's why there's such strife. The kingdom is coming. This is a great battle that we're in. No one will be able to resist us. Volume 13, 11, 19, 19, 21. Do you know who prevented the execution and sustained my holy humanity from dying? First, It was my inseparable mama. Our Lady heard me ask for help, and Our Lady flew to my side and sustained me, and I leaned my right arm on her, Mary. Then I looked to my left, and I found the little daughter of my volition. I found you, Louisa, first, followed by other daughters, other children of my divine will. See, what's coming to the church is the purification. Jesus says, I have to purify my church and purify the world for what is coming, because the world and the church aren't ready for it yet. So this is what we're going through. God is ironing the dress of his bride, cleaning the stains off the bride's dress. He's getting ready for that wedding feast of heaven. This is what's coming. This is a glorious time. And he says this, since I, God, wanted my mother with me as first link of divine mercy through you, through which we had to open the gates to all humanity, I wanted to lean my right arm on the Blessed Mother. I wanted you, Louisa, as the first link to divine justice, to prevent it from unloading itself upon all of humanity as they deserve. God is intervening. God is going to intervene. And he has to give to everybody what they long for. Therefore, he says, I wanted to lean my left arm on you, Louisa, so that you, Louisa, may sustain it together with me. These two supports, Mary and Louisa, I felt life returning to me, and I walked towards my enemies with a firm step, as if I had not suffered ever anything. So here, Jesus is saying that in the Garden of Gethsemane, when he went through the passion, he says he was, Our Lady and Louisa were there to help him to face the crucifixion. He says, and I faced my enemy with a firm step as if I had not suffered anything. In all the pains that I suffered during my passion, of which were capable of giving me death, these two supports never left me, Our Lady and Louisa. And when they saw me nearly dying, they sustained me with my own divine will that they contained, giving me many sips of life. Oh, prodigies of my divine will. Who can ever count them? Who can ever calculate their value? This is why I, God, love so much Louisa. Louisa, the one who lives in my divine will. I recognize my portrait in Louisa, my noble features in Louisa, my own breath in Louisa, my voice in Louisa. And if I did not love her, I would defraud myself. This is what Jesus says about her. Louisa didn't want to write any of this, but she had to. And thank God, because we're beginning to understand how important she is. What did John Paul II say? He says, get ready for the third millennium, the glory of the church, the new springtime of mankind. When at the canonization of St. Honorable de Francia, John Paul II, Pope St. John Paul II said, we are now going to enter a new and divine way of holiness. Hang on to your hats. It's going to be glorious. It really is. Volume 13, 1126, 1921. I was true man and true God, and my dear mother was innocent and holy, and our love pushed us even further. We wanted another creature who, being conceived like all other children of men, would take the third place at my side. So Jesus says this was planned. This is a divine decree. As creation was a divine decree, as redemption was a divine decree, sanctification is a divine decree. I was not satisfied with the fact that only myself and my mother remain unbroken with the divine will. We wanted other children. That's what God is offering to us, who, in the name of all, living in full harmony with our divine will, would give us divine glory and divine love for everyone. Therefore, I call you, Louisa, from eternity, then, when nothing else yet existed down here. And I long for my dear mother, delighting in her, caressing her, pouring upon her in torrents all the goods of divinity. And I long for you, Louisa. I caressed you, Louisa, and the torrents that were poured on my mother inundated you. So here now, this newborn, firstborn of the divine will, as much as you were capable of containing these torrents of caresses that he poured upon Mary, he poured upon our Louisa. They prepared you, anticipated you, and embellished you, giving you the grace that my divine will be intact in you, and that my will, not your human will, would animate your tiniest acts. So what's really glorious about this, Mary is Theotokos, Mother of God. No one can compare to the Blessed Mother. Jesus is the Son of God. Louisa is the newborn little daughter of the new Adam and of the new Eve, if you want to say. She possesses this life, this light, this light of God that he wants to fill all of humanity. And he says, I begin with you, Louisa. Listen to what he says. He says that these torrents of grace, they prepared you, anticipated you, embellished you, giving you the grace that my divine will be intact in you, and that my divine will, not your human will, would animate even your tiniest acts. My life, my volition, and all my love flew in every act of yours, Louisa. What contentment, how many joys did I, God, not feel? Finally, there is a soul who has the life that God breathed into Adam. Okay, think about the DNA of Adam. What was it like? Okay, what does our DNA now say? Get old, gray-haired, wrinkled, become food for worms. That's not what God wanted for us, his children. He says, finally, after 6,000 years, I have a newborn. This is why I call you, Louisa, the second support after my mama. Not only you did I lean, because you were nothing, I could not, she says, I could not, but on my divine will that you were to contain. So he says, I didn't lean on a human. He says, I leaned what you possessed, and that's my divine will. He says, that you were to contain. My divine will is divine life. Whoever possesses it possesses divine life and is able to sustain the author of life. That's why when we receive Holy Communion, God says, I want to see in every human being me, Jesus says. We're to be in his image and likeness. So what happens when we receive Holy Communion? The Holy Mass ends right after communion. You have the final blessing. You have the final prayer, final blessing. And mass is over. Why? Jesus is with us. We are in communion with him. This is the time to fall in love with God, to begin to focus on this abundant life of Jesus and Mary, the new Adam and the new Eve. Yet what do? We continue to live our life, not even thinking of Jesus, not even understanding what this communion is. Jesus says, I'm giving Holy Communion to my church, myself to the church. Why? So they can prepare themselves for heaven, where there will be a perennial communion. But heaven is coming to earth. He says, this is what I want my children to live. Heaven on earth, focused on God, fused with God. This is what Jesus is saying. Therefore, as I, God, centralize in me the purpose of creation, I centralize in my mother the fruits of redemption. And I centralize in you, Louisa, the purpose of the glory, as if my divine will were intact in every human being, the way he wanted it from the beginning. From here, I shall want the squad of the other children. The generation shall not pass away if I do not obtain this intent. So he says, we haven't seen anything yet. No eye has seen, no ear has heard. What God is going to do for humanity, those that love him. Volume 14, 4, 6, 1922. Let us withdraw into your bed. Let us pray together for the destiny of humanity. In my divine will, I shall feel your heart beating over the entire face of the earth, giving me a heartbeat for everyone, past, present, and future, that says to me, love. And while I strike the creature, your heartbeats, Louisa, shall place itself in the way so that the blows may be less hard upon touching them, may bring them the balm of my love and of yours. So when Jesus says, it's when he's talking about himself, he says, I'm also talking about my mother. He says, the two are one. He says, but what's now? He says, with Jesus and Mary, this is what he's saying here. He says, when they I strike the creatures, your heartbeat shall be placed in the way so that the blows may be less hard. And upon touching them, they may be the balm of my and my mother's love and yours. So here, this three, this reflection is going to be for all of humanity. Jesus says this in volume 14, 10, 6, 19, 22, all human acts, according to the purpose of creation, were to have life in my holy divine will, form in them their plan. All human acts will then turn into divine. Why? We're saying to Jesus, I want you to be the Lord of my life. I want you to breathe in my breathing, beat in my heart beating, gaze in my gaze, and listen in my listening. So what happens at that point? God takes us at our word and he says, good, I will be your breath. I will be your heartbeat. I will think in your thinking and speak in your speaking and act in your acting. I will do everything that you want. He basically says, as much as you want or as little as you want. So this is what's happening. Yeah, this is what's happening. All human acts turn into divine with the mark of divine nobility, divine sanctity, and supreme wisdom, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. It was not our will that man withdraw from us. It wasn't God's will that Adam withdrew, but that Adam lived with us, triune God, growing in all our likeness and operating with our own manners, image and likeness. This is why I wanted that all of Adam's acts be done in the divine will, to give Adam the space in which to form his own little river within the immense ocean, sea, of my divine will. Now, this plane, this little river in my volition, I, God, want it from you, Louisa. May each one of your thoughts flow in it. So Jesus is teaching Louisa how to live in the divine will, and he's offering this to us as well. Do you want to live in the divine will? Jesus says, may each of your thoughts flow in it so that at the reflection of our intelligence, God's intelligence, that is thought of every human being, past, present, and future, it may rise over each intelligence and give us, triune God, the homage of each thought in a divine manner. Why? Jesus is thinking in our thinking. We're beginning to think from a divine perspective. This is why we have our dogma and doctrine. It's trying to help us to think, like, for example, Humani Vitae. Your Humani Vitae was a test. We failed. Humani Vitae was what it means to, what is human life? If we had passed that test, we'd now be living in the divine will. But because we failed it, we have to learn what human life is. And again, we learn it from Jesus, from his church. He says, over each intelligence, give us the homage of each thought in a divine manner. May your words, your works flow as well so that at the reflection of our word fiat that made all things and is word of everyone, at the reflections of the sanctity of our works, that this life and motion of everyone, past, present, and future, that they rise and fly over all, giving us, triune God, the glory of each word, of each work, with our own word fiat, with the very sanctity of our works. So what does this mean? It's the fiat mihi of Mary. When the angel Gabriel said to the Blessed Mother, you're going to be the mother of God. She says, how can this be? I vowed a life of virginity. I'm not going to know man. How can I become the mother? How can I help God bring this about? And the angel said it will be through the power of the Holy Spirit. She said, fiat mihi, let it be done as you say. This is the same thing with the divine will. How can this happen? It's, I'm nobody, I'm nothing. God says, that's right. Get out of the way and let me do it. See, this is the beauty of the divine will. More and more of the human misery, the worry, the fear, the anxiety, the complaints, the negativity, the sin, it's like water off a duck's back. It disappears. Jesus is saying to us, watch what I'm going to do. I want you to share in my divinity, which the priest says every day. I want you to begin to live this abundant life of Jesus and Mary. So this is what he says. All right. they may rise, giving us glory. Okay, very sanctified. My daughter, if all that is human, if just one thought is not done in my divine will, okay, the human plane takes no possession. So Jesus says it has to be 100%. It's like emptying a glass. If it's filled with water, God says, empty it and I'll fill it with diamonds. I'll fill it with glory. But I'm not going to dilute the divinity. That's why he says, if just one thought is not done in my divine will, the human plane takes no possession. The little river is not formed, and my divine will cannot descend upon earth to make itself known and reign. The first ones cooperated with my redemption in order to save souls. This is the prophets and the judges and the kings of the Old Testament. To teach the law, to cast away sin, being limited with the centuries in which they lived. The second ones, this is the saints, go beyond the copying of the soul of my humanity, go beyond copying that the soul of my humanity did in the divine will, which shall embrace all centuries, all creatures rising above, and shall place and force the rights of creation that are due to me. And listen to this. And the concern, all creatures bringing all things, all right, this is it, to the prime origin of creation and to the purpose for which they were delivered. Okay, so this is what's coming. We're going to go back to the prime origin of creation. That's the life of Adam, where he walked and talked with God in the cool of the evening, a perennial communion with God. And and to the purpose for which creation was delivered. Everything is ordered in me, Jesus says. If I delivered creation, it must return to me ordered, just as it came out from my hands. So he says, God's put, he has redeemed us. His mother was with Jesus on Calvary, co-redeemed. What does that mean? It means now we can be sanctified. And so the saints showed us how to do the will of God. And now Jesus has shown Louisa how to live in the will of God. So he says everything has to come back in order. The first plane of human acts turned into divine in my will was done by me, Jesus. And I left it as suspended. And the creature, except for my dear and inseparable mother, knew nothing. This was necessary. If man did not know the way, the door, the rooms of my holy humanity, how could I have entrusted inside to copy what I did? So the saints followed the holy humanity of Jesus, what he did on the outside. Okay. Now the time has come for the creature to enter into this plane in order to do also something of her own within mine. That is the wonder. If I have called you the first one. So what is the wonder that I have called you, Louisa, the first one? More so, since it is so true that I've called you, Louisa, to be the first, since to no other soul, though dear to me, no other saint, even dear to me, did I manifest the way to live in my divine will, manifest the effects of the divine will. I didn't manifest the wonders and the goods that the creature operating in the supreme will of God receives. So he says, I've done this with no one. My mother lived it. I lived it. But no saint had this. This is what he says. Even the way I make you pray cannot be found in anyone else. Therefore, be attentive. And this is what Jesus says to us. And this is what our lady said to Louisa. I will teach you new and powerful prayers. That's the rounds, the round of creation, the round of redemption. What's happening is you're praying the way Adam prayed before the fall. Therefore, be attentive. My divine justice demands this. My divine love is delirious. So my divine wisdom disposes everything in order to obtain the intent. It is the rights. It is the glory of creation that we, Triune God, want from you, Louisa Picaretto. Ah, this is a glorious time to be alive. Okay, so this is what it said, volume 15, 124, 1923. Now, seeing the great good of acting alone in three distinct persons, Jesus, Mary, and Louisa. Our will wants to act alone in three distinct persons on earth. That was the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Now it's Jesus, Mary, and Louisa. And these are the mother, the son, and the spouse. Okay, this is the bride. See, Jesus came to earth for a bride. And he's going to marry the church collectively. But he tells Louisa, each soul will be married to Jesus himself. It would be as if they had their own personal Jesus. From them, it wants to release more seas, oceans of happinesses that shall bring immense goods to all the pilgrim souls on earth. Two of them are already at their place of honor, Jesus and Mary. My divine mother and I, the eternal word, son of the eternal father and son of the celestial mother, since by incarnating myself in her womb, I became her own son. The spouse is the little daughter of my divine will. She leads the pack. She leads the way. Listen to what Jesus says. I am in the center. My mother is at my right. And the spouse is at my left. And as my divine will acts in me, it echoes to the right and to the left. It forms one single will. This is why I poured so many graces in you, Louisa Picaretta. And now he wants to do this with us. I open the doors of my divine will. I reveal to you, Louisa, and now to us, the secrets, the prodigies that my divine will contains, to open many ways so that you might be reached by the echo of my divine will. And losing your own echo, I mean, sometimes I talk to people and all they talk about is themselves. Sometimes all I have to say to people is, well, what have you done? Then I can just sit back and take it easy. He says, I want you to lose your own echo. I want you to be echoing me, Jesus says, and my mother, not you. We're nobodies. We're nothings. God is everything. That you might live with my divine will alone. Volume 15, 2:16, 1923. My daughter, hurry, hurry, quickly, hasten. That's what God is saying to us. Get into this. Do your course in my holy divine will. Keep going through all that my holy humanity did in the supreme will. Why? So that you may unite all your acts to mine and to those of my mother. And it has been decreed, it's a divine decree, that if a creature does not enter into the eternal volition to render all our acts triple, this is a divine decree. This supreme volition shall not descend upon earth. So the kingdom of God is not going to come on earth as it is in heaven until this decree is followed, that the creature enter into the divine volition to render all the acts of Jesus and Mary triple. This supreme will shall not descend upon earth to carry out its life in the human generations. So he says to Louisa, hurry, learn how to do this. Read, study, put this into practice. It wants the cortege of the triple acts in order to make itself known. Therefore, hasten. This is the call that Jesus has given to all of us. If you have the book of heaven, Jesus says, I gave you the book. I planned for this from the beginning of time. I want you to begin to live this abundant life. This is a glorious time to be alive. It's a magnificent time to be alive. And he's asking us to really begin to live this abundant life. Good things are coming. Amazing things are coming. And think about it. Out of all of humanity, Jesus has predestined us to live at this time. Why? To give us the book of heaven. Now, it's as you read this, as you study this, as you put this into practice, what happens? Everything in your life begins to change. You become peaceful, joyful, and happy. Why? That's heaven. As you're reading, you're listening to Jesus teach you lessons of heaven. You're listening to the Blessed Mother teach you lessons of heaven. Where we are right now is the beginning of Lent. If you haven't read the 24 Hours of the Passion, that would be a good thing to begin. So we'll be back in about 3 hours, and we'll just end with a blessing. You know, may God bless us, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.